So the primary residence tax credit, for people that don't know about this credit, can you tell our listeners a little bit about the PRC and where it started and now where it's become? Because it's really evolved over the last couple of years.
It really has. And the primary residence credit, it started with the 2023 legislative session. Lawmakers put together an overall package that included a homestead tax credit increase, primary residence credit, of course, and also income tax relief in terms of reducing the rates and creating a zero tax bracket, which really helps lower income households in particular. So that was a package that was put together. At that time, the primary residence credit was worth $500, and that was applied against the property taxes owed for, as the title is, the title indicates, for a primary residence household in the state. And that is essentially where someone calls home. It's where they, the address they use to file their taxes, driver's license, that's the same address. And it's really where they hang their hat. It's where they spend the majority of their time. And as I said before, it's called, it's home for that household. In the 2025 session, lawmakers expanded the amount of the credit from $500 to $1,600. And they actually retroed that back to the 2025 property tax year. So last year, at this time when people were applying for the credit, many thought they were applying for a $500 credit. They may have heard rumblings that the legislature was looking at increasing the amount, but it turned out very well because they applied for what they thought was a $500 credit and then wound up with a $1,600 credit against property tax owed on the primary residence household. This year, it's the same. Another $1,600 credit is available for households in the state that meet the eligibility requirement. And it's been very busy at our office, to say the least.
I was going to say, have you seen a lot of people in North Dakota take advantage of this? How many residents are in the state? Are you guys expecting in your office to apply for this credit?
Well, I think at this point in time, I just ran the numbers not too long ago. We're at 156,000 applications for this property tax year, the one that people are applying for now. And that's the credit that will appear on the statements that they get this coming December. So 156,000 in comparison to last year, we're certainly tracking ahead. Last year, we wound up with about 145,000 applications overall. So certainly seeing growth in the program, and we still have 8 more days left for people to apply. So I would expect that number without question is going to go up.
And for people listening to this interview that think, well, I don't want to do this because it's going to take me a lot of time to go through the application, the North Dakota Tax Department and your office really has made this very quick to do.
Right. And that's one thing that I hear quite a bit from citizens and a comment that they make feedback is that finally something that's easy to do when interacting with government. And that's exactly what we wanted. We spent a lot of time behind the scenes trying to figure out mechanisms to make it as easy as possible. If it's a renewal, if someone has applied in the past, for that address, I would say it takes less than 30 seconds, literally 30 to 40 seconds. Just the first 4 letters of your last name, the house number that you applied for under last year. And if that is in the system, then that will pop up and you just have to confirm that is you and that you want to reapply. So really a simple process. And if it's a brand new application, it should take no more than 3 or 4 minutes. The biggest thing is to have the parcel number ready. That takes not necessarily a lot of time when applying, but it takes a little bit of time just to track it down. But it's on the property tax statement that the person received the prior year. So that is where it is located. If that is ready, I'm going to say maybe about 3 minutes.
Obviously, we're in an off year for the North Dakota legislature. They just got done with their regular session and, of course, a special session. As the popularity of this program continues here, Brian, do you expect that the legislature is going to need to, reappropriate or find funds to cover this PRC this year? Or Have they already appropriated the amount of funds that you're going to need to be able to make this program happen for the upwards of 160,000 residents that could apply for this year?
We have more than enough in the appropriation to cover this cycle or this application period for the, again, the year that we're talking about now that people are applying as we speak and through April 1st. There's more than enough funding to cover that. So the question really is how many applications are going to be received not only this year but next year. And it's possible we'll have to go back to lawmakers in the upcoming session and ask for a little bit more to cover next year. I anticipate that's probably going to be the case, but I look at it as really, really good news for households across the state because if we have to ask for another 10, 15, $20 million to cover next year's application period, that same amount is what's going directly to taxpayers, to homeowners. And to me, that's really the headline is that North Dakota homeowners expected to receive an additional $15 to $20 million in relief next year. So really good news overall because those dollars go right back to the public, and that's going to help quite a number of households in the state.
Tax Commissioner Brian Krosches, anything else about the primary residence tax credit you want people to know?
One really important piece is don't wait if you haven't applied. I think we're getting to the tail end. But April 1st, so next Wednesday, that is the last day we can accept an application for this year. We have no ability, we don't have the ability, I should say, to accept an application after April 1st. So please don't miss out on the credit. If you haven't applied yet, do so immediately.
tax.nd.gov/PRC or contact the North Dakota Tax Department if you have questions. Thanks, Brian, so much.
Yep, thank you, Chris. Appreciate it.